the WSW Morning Team Show. Dave, Pat, Charlie, you. Through WSW.com listening. That listening sponsored by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. 100.5 and 790 listening and listening with Alexa and Siri. Thanks for doing all that listening that you do with WSGW, your Tuesday edition. October 19 on your calendar, 2021. Some entertainment stories that are needing to be talked about for those who enjoy the variety of entertainment that is available. I recognize this as the original theme to the Indiana Jones series and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm. Brings back memories.
Yeah.
A John Williams classic.
Indeed. So the announcement, there is going to be a fifth Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Remember up to that. And Harrison Ford is still starring, even at his very mature age.
Like 78?
I think so, somewhere around there. But it has been pushed back. The announcement has come out that the Indiana Jones movie was supposed to debut July 2022. It's now been pushed to November 2022.
Okay.
Also being pushed, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, also from July to November 2022. And other movies, those are the Disney movies. Marvel has announced that Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love and Thunder, The Marvels, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, are also being delayed several months. I thought we were done with the delays from last year, but apparently they're going to continue. Maybe it's because other movies have been pushed from last year to this year that you're going to delay some of these other movies. I don't know. But for those who are enjoying movies, just want to make sure that you are aware. I would be curious to see the Indiana Jones movie. I've seen the other ones. I like them. I think they're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
At this point, though, you wonder how long Harrison Ford's going to be able to continue to do that. Was it this one they were filming or the previous one? Remember they had to delay because he broke his leg? He was doing a stunt or something.
Yeah. Could have been the previous one, maybe. Yeah, I can't remember. Maybe just the movie studios are waiting to see what happens here still with COVID. That's kind of what I'm guessing. Did I see that the numbers for James Bond weren't as... I mean, they were good.
They were good.
But they weren't as big as everybody is projecting, and there's still some belief that people aren't feeling 100% comfortable yet going to a theater with others.
That could be a factor.
Could be.
That's why the studios are pushing back some of these release dates.
Let some of the other blockbusters happen to see what goes on.
Yeah.
Also in the entertainment world, we've talked about this, but apparently now it is official.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That'll kill me, can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, because I can't wait.
Yes. That's Ye.
Oh, it used to be Kanye.
Yes, it used to be Kanye.
It's just Ye.
Now it's officially Ye.
Okay.
Yes. He has had officially been approved to have his name changed.
All right.
And so I assume it's going to be Ye. I mean, it was Kanye, wasn't it? Wasn't Kanye.
It was Kanye.
Okay, just want to make sure I'm missing something. Because now it's just Y-E.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ye.
So, Ye. No middle, no last name, just Ye.
Yeah, all right.
Going to be very easy for him to sign autographs now.
True.
By the way.
Like Cher.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Just one. Madonna.
Just need the one name. Just need the one name. Yes. So his birth name was Kanye Omari West. Now it's just simply
Ye.
Y-E.
Okay.
I knew that you were hanging on that. Well, since we had talked about it earlier.
Yes.
Here's another entertainment story for you this morning.
Go.
Didn't take long for her to dominate once again.
No. Adele's first single off her upcoming album, what, 30?
Yeah.
Is that the album?
Strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Oh, yeah.
That is already getting a lot of attention, but she'll get even more attention. CBS has announced that she's going to be part of a new Primetime Live special. And it's going to air on November 14th. She will preview all the songs on her album. Oprah Winfrey will conduct an interview, and she'll discuss her weight loss, her divorce, being a mom, and inspirations for all the songs. The album's due out November 19th. This will be on CBS on November 14th. So you have a little chance to get a little preview of that.
Saw a picture this morning. She looked very good.
Yeah, the
quite attractive.
Weight loss is amazing.
It's done well for her.
Yeah. And so that is something that will be coming up. It doesn't say what time. It just says on CBS November 14th. My guess is there'll be plenty of promotion. CBS will make the most of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to find it. I can't right now, but I saw the stat over the weekend that her new song is number one streaming and that everybody is now going back and listening to her older stuff. And it hit me that, you know, she hasn't released a song. That's been it's been a few years.
A long time, yeah.
So there may be some people who weren't familiar with Adele, and they're going back and they're listening to her big album, what was that, 21, I think, that came out about 10 years ago or 11 years ago. And I think she already had, like, it was something like 10 songs in the top 100, something like that in the streaming. It was, it was amazing.
What's this one tell? Something like 30 or something like that?
Adele, 30. The TV special, by the way, is called Adele One Night Only. So if you want to mark it down, and I'm guessing we'll hear more incredible stats. Because what did I also read or hear something about? Because she wasn't streaming her last album or something.
Yeah.
This one she's dead.
I think so, yes. Yeah, I think so.
And Pat, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I have a scene from a very famous Mel Brooks movie. You'll recognize it. It'll explain the scene for those who don't understand it.
Oh, hear me. All pay heed. The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15.
10.
Ten commandments for all to obey.
Mel Brooks playing Moses.
Dropped a tablet.
He'd gone to the mountain to get the commandments from God. It's History of the World Part 1, and that's how we got the Ten Commandments, because he dropped one of the tablets.
So what are the other five?
We'll never know.
Great scene, though. It's a great scene.
Yes, it is.
Mel Brooks is coming out with an 8-part series, History of the World Part 2.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It's he's going to be one of the executive producers and writers on the project. It's with Hulu. Doesn't say when. It just says it's coming out. He's 95 years old. Still going. So we'll hopefully hear more about that and have some other great scenes that we could have for you. But that's a classic.
That is a
great scene. It
sure is.
And we'd have a contest. What are the other five? Take the other five commandments.
Or knowing what we know today, what should they be?
Yeah, what should they be?
What should they be?